Blog Talk Radio.
God the praise today. We give him all the glory, for he is truly worthy to be praised. We come lifting him up one more time for another day of life. Hallelujah. Of good health. Hallelujah. Long life unto the King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank him on today. Hallelujah. Jesus, for we are wonderfully made. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we are fearfully made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He didn't make any jump. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we just bless him. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. With all of our issues, with all of our wrong mindset, we just ask God to just forgive us right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
As we go into this broadcast, hallelujah, the Divine Creation Prayer Talk Radio broadcast on today, where we come in agreement with the Word of God. We come blessing him, lifting him up. He says, if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto thee. So we come blessing the Lord and Savior, Jehovah God, on today. We come blessing the immutable one, hallelujah, Jesus, the creator, Elohim, on today. We come thanking him for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank him for being our peace on today, Jehovah Shalom. We thank him for being our banner, hallelujah, Jesus. All glory to God, our Jehovah Nisi on today. We thank him for being our help that I am.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Whatever we need him to be, a friend, a father, a mother, a sister, a brother, hallelujah. hallelujah, just what we need and when we need it, hallelujah. But he is the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, there's none other like him in heaven or on earth. So we come thanking our Savior today, thanking Jehovah God, the Almighty God, and for his Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that it finds in us. Glory be to God. We thank God for each one of you that joined us today, that thought it not robbery to tap in, amen, to unite in agreement, because there's power in agreement.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Power in agreement of the Spirit of
amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Power in agreement with Kathy or with, hallelujah, with your heart say or Anita or Susie May or whoever, but power in agreement with the Spirit of the living God that we serve
amen.
On today. Hallelujah. For his word does not go forth and return void. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for this privilege and this honor to come before the throne of grace, to lift you up one more time, to give you praise one more time, oh God. Oh God, to speak those things that are not, regardless of what they look like, as though they already were in the name of Jesus. We thank
amen.
You because we're speaking kingdom first, oh God, and your righteousness. And so we believe by faith that all other things shall be added, that each day
amen.
Will provide its necessity. We shall not worry, oh God, about tomorrow, oh God, but we thank you for making provision for this day so that what we
yes.
do today will prepare us for tomorrow in the name
amen.
Of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our leaders today, God. We thank you for our covering. We plead the blood of Jesus over every caller today, God. We just thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in this hour, oh God,
amen.
On this radio broadcast, oh God. We thank you, God, that it will reach someone that will dial in and tap in, oh God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus, oh God, that will cause a life-altering effect to transform their lives, oh God, so that they will never be the same because of your word, God. We thank you right now, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That you will even cover the speaker on today, God. Apostle
yes,
Robinson, God. We thank you, God,
amen.
For the word that you have given him to declare
amen.
Unto us today, God. We just praise you and we glorify you one more time, God. Oh, God, for all that you have already done. Continue to
amen.
Reveal yourself to us, God, so that we can walk in destiny. We can walk in purpose, which you have created
amen.
Us for, that would glorify
amen.
You. So we thank you. We give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord today. I thank God for
amen.
My overseer, Chief Apostle Marie Evans F. I thank God for my husband and my children. Hallelujah, Jesus. My co-host, Jahari, is not with us today. And, oh, my God, I miss her so dearly. But I thank God for all of her support, even with her not being present or not on the line today, because if she could have been with us, she truly would have been joining in today. Nevertheless, those of us that are here, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is unity. Hallelujah. And we send the word through the airwaves, amen, through the wind, through the element. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To speak to those situations, oh God, in the lives of those that have been laid on our hearts to pray for, to intercede for at this very hour, oh God, so that things can be done according to your will, God, and not our will. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm so in awe of what God is doing, amen, on the Divine Creation radio broadcast and in the lives of believers on today. Amen.
Yes.
I know things look kind of rough. The economy looks kind of bad. Amen. Some things are jacked up in our household and our family. Some things even jacked up in the church. Amen. But we are the church. So, amen, we give God the praise nevertheless. Amen. And say, work on me, Lord. Look at the man in the mirror and say, Lord, help me. Amen. Come through this. Because he has promised us in his word. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So I, amen, have been blessed to meet a man of God, Apostle Robinson,
amen,
through Sessions of Men radio ministry, praise God. And I'm just so thankful that he accepted an invitation to share with us,
amen,
what God has given him for us, for his people on today. Amen. I'm sure you will be blessed. Amen. In the absence of his wife, Pastor Robinson, I thank you, Apostle. Amen. Time out. Amen. Join us on today. And at this time, with no further ado, glory be to God, I turn this microphone over to you. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Riggins. Hey, I'm so grateful, amen, to be with you, that you would count it up an honor, amen, that I would be with you in this so great broadcast, the Divine Creation, amen, with you and all your guests. Greetings to all other listeners, amen, that are out there. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless your ministries. God bless your homes. God bless your businesses. Amen. God bless your health, your minds, your soul. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'm so grateful and that you will take this time, amen, to listen to the words that God has given me to share with you. It's such an honor. Amen. I count it, amen, such a great blessing. Amen. As I was meditating, amen, God quickened in my spirit. Amen, from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, starting at verse 20. And it's speaking of the woman with the issue of blood. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that this is a program that is geared to purpose, motivation, amen, and inspiration. And in this text, we find much, amen, to give God the praise because he has given us, amen, a lesson, amen, to find strength, motivation, and inspiration, amen, and courage, amen, because that is what is much needed in this day. Now, as I look at my Bible, chapter 9, verse 20, it reads saying, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. This woman, amen, was diseased with an issue of blood. And I want to share a topic that I want to give you that you may have something to, build on. And my topic and my title is to you, the audience of Divine Creation, it's a matter of life or death. You have to make a decision. My topic is, it's a matter of life or death. You have to make a decision. Amen. And it is time for us, the children of God, to make a decision about some things. Amen. Some things about your life, some things about your future, about your ministry, about your career, about your marriage, amen, about your relationship with God. Amen. We have to make a decision just like this woman had to make a decision. She was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years. It was a matter of life and death. And the Bible says that this woman, when she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She grew worse. She continued, for some reason, to look for an answer, amen, from many physicians and many doctors, and nobody can really give her an answer and a cure. But the Bible says, in verse 20, it says, she came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. But I want you to look at the word, she came. Why did she really come to Jesus? Why did she really come? Well, she came because she was tired of a situation. Let me tell you, unless you are tired of your situation, you'll never come to Jesus. Because as long as you're not tired, you're going to continue doing the same thing that you were doing in the past to bring you to the situation that we are often find ourselves in. Unless you are tired, you will continue living in bitterness. Unless you are tired, you will continue living in resentment. you will continue living in unforgiveness. You will continue living in doubt. You will continue living in unfulfillment. But you got to come to a point where you just sick and tired of never really accomplishing the purpose of your life. You got to get tired, because when I look at the Bible, only those who were tired came to Jesus. Everybody that came to Jesus because they had a condition they could not do anything about. They had a condition that was killing them. It was destroying their lives. It was destroying, amen, their relationships. It was destroying their ministries. It was destroying, amen, their future, their purpose, amen. And finally, when people found their way or Jesus crossed paths, amen, with individuals, amen, Jesus often crossed paths with individuals that were sick and tired at their wit's end. And until you get to that point where you are at your wit's end, that you have tried every door, you have tried every avenue, you have tried every friend, every relationship, every partner, you have tried every church, you have tried every religion, you have tried every doctrine, every teaching, you've been through every revival, and when you come to the conclusion that nothing works, you've got to make a decision, because it's a matter of life or death. Amen. We are almost right there at the peak of giving up and throwing in the towel. We are right there at the peak of quitting and dying and walking out on our marriages, walking out on our ministries, walking out on our children, walking out on our school education, walking out on our career, walking out closing the doors of your business. Amen. You're just about tired of taking all them pills and taking all the medication and going to the doctor, and you just about to just give it all up and say, I just don't even care no more if I live or die. But let me tell you something, you cannot allow those spirits to kill you, because the fact of the matter is that all those frustrations that you're feeling are spirits, amen, from the enemy. Yeah. Amen. So you got to make a decision, because it's a matter of life and death. And the Bible says that she came behind. She came behind him and touched the hem of the garment. So, in other words, Jesus was not looking for her. She was looking for Jesus. And oftentimes, we often want Jesus to come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. While and others thou art calling, do not pass me by. And we're always looking for God to come into our home and to come into our situation and come and see about our problem. But sometimes you got to chase after God. Amen. It is time for you to chase after God. Amen. Don't wait for God to chase after you. Amen. God's been chasing after you the whole time. Amen. But it is now time for you to chase after God. You need to chase after God. Then don't ask, amen, God to do something for you, but ask God, look, what can I do for God? What can I do for Jesus? We all often say, I need God to do something for me. I need God to move in my life. I need God to come into my situation and change it. And I need God to go with me here, and God to go with me to my job, God to go with me. But you need to say, what can I do for God? You need to say, I want to take God to my school. I want to take God to my business. I want to take God to my job. I want to take God to my marriage. I want to take God, amen, to the nations. I want to take God, amen, hallelujah, to my ministry. You got to make a decision, because it's a matter of life and death. Let me tell you something. How long you been praying for your situation, amen, and it looks like it never, amen, changes. Let me tell you something. It's not that God don't love you. God loves you. Amen. God wants you to run to him. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. The Bible says that she came behind him. Amen. But she came behind him in the press. Amen. There was a press. There was a crowd of people. And the Bible says that she had to press Amen. You've got to do something. Amen. You, how bad do you want your purpose? Amen. Because it's about your purpose, believe it or not. It's about your purpose. Amen. And let me throw this in there. Some of you have been helping too many people for too long. Amen. It's time for some of you to help yourself. Amen. Because let me tell you, nobody will help you until you help yourself. Nobody will love you. Yes. Amen. Hello?
Yes.
Nobody will love you until you love yourself. Amen. Amen. You got to make a decision. Amen. Because it is a matter of life or death. Amen. Sometimes we complain because nobody helps us in our ministry. Nobody helps us, amen, in our career. Amen. Until people see that you are serious about what you're doing. And until people see that you are committed. Amen. That's why she had to press, amen, her way, because she was serious. Amen. There was a decision that she had to make. Amen. There was a decision, amen, that she had to make about her life. And she knew, amen, in herself, she knew in herself, amen, that she is the one that had to initiate a contact with Jesus. Why? Because it was personal. And she knew that nobody would help her. How did she know? How did she know that nobody would help her? Because she went from physician to physician. She went from doctor to doctor, from place to place, looking healing. And she came to a conclusion that ain't nobody going to help me unless I go to God. And you got to come to that conclusion. There ain't nobody going to help you. Amen. We should have claimed to that conclusion a long time, because we have been from pillar to post looking for somebody to prophesy, somebody to lay hands. Amen. Somebody to encourage. Amen. But you got to do like David. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 20, in the last verse, the last sentence of verse 20 says, she came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. The hem and of the garment is the phylactery, amen, the fringes at the bottom of the garment, which represented the Ten Commandments, which represented the Word of God. But you know, she had to go low. She had to get down. In other words, she had to humble herself. If my people who are called by my name, amen, should humble themselves and pray, amen, and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and heal their land. She had to humble herself, and she had to press. In other words, it's in the pressing. Amen. Your victory is in the pressing. Amen. And it's not just pressing in the praise. It's not just pressing. I'm talking about you got to press until you got Jesus. Not until God, Jesus got you, because Jesus got you, but do you got Jesus? Amen. And how do you know when you got Jesus? Amen. If you ever question whether you got him, that you don't got him. Amen. If you ever come to a conclusion where you doubt whether you really have him or not, then you don't have him. Because when you really got Jesus, you and everybody will know you got him. Amen. When you got Jesus, amen, something will change. Something will change in your life. There will be a conviction in your life. There will be a persistence in your life when you know you got him. Amen. Hallelujah. You know God got you. Amen. But do you got him? You got to grab a hold of Jesus. Amen. We already know Jesus doesn't grab a hold of us, but you got to grab a hold of him. Hallelujah. And we already know Jesus won't let you go. Amen. But you got to come to the conclusion where you ain't going to let Jesus go. Amen. The Bible says that Jacob wrestled with the angel. Amen. The angel, amen, told, hey, Jacob, you got to let me go because the break of day, amen, is coming. And Jacob says, I won't let you go till you bless me. Amen. You got to press. Amen. You got to press for that thing. Amen. You got to cry for that thing. Amen. You got to pray for that thing. You got to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, amen, before day, amen, and pray. Amen. And you got to fast. Amen. You got to fast. Amen. Not just one time a year. Amen. You got to fast. Amen. Until you get used to fasting. Amen. Until you start liking to fast. You got to pray until you start enjoying praying. Why? Because you got to grab a hold of Jesus, because it's a matter of life and death, and you got to make a decision. And the Bible says in verse 21, for she said within herself. I like that. Oh, I like that. For she said within herself. You got to talk to yourself. It's enough. People are talking to you. People have been talking to you long enough. Amen. The prophets, they tired of prophesying to us. They tired of prophesying to the same people. Amen. The prophets tired of laying hands on the same people. Amen. And they got to do it because they're pastors and they have committed themselves. Amen. But they tired of seeing every time they see the same, amen, people in the prayer line. Amen. Amen. And never really getting their deliverance. You got to make a decision. Amen. You got to make a decision because it's a matter of life and death. And you got to speak to yourself. Amen. The Bible says that she said within herself, amen. Mm-hmm. She said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. What was she saying?
Yes.
If I could just get to Jesus. If I could just get to Jesus. I heard that if you get to Jesus, things will change in my life. I heard that you just touch his garment, and if you get down low and humble yourself, amen, and grab a hold of him, amen, Jesus will make a difference in my life. Amen. Somebody got to say, if I could just get to Jesus. And I understand that in this radio broadcast, Divine Creation, I know there are many Christians, amen, listening. I know many of you go to church and are faithful. And I know probably mostly all of you probably love God sincerely. And we're not doubting your love for God. What we are saying is that it's time for you to make a decision, amen, concerning your purpose, because most of you already know what God called you to do. And as a matter of fact, most of you already know what you got to do and how to get it done. Some of you already know what you got to do, where you got to go, and how you got to do it. But the only thing that is stopping you, amen, is defeat of the mind, is low self-esteem, is discouragement. That's the only thing stopping you, amen, from fulfilling your purpose. But I come to tell you that God has given you power over all those things. Amen, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, amen, but against spirits and principalities, amen, hallelujah, that come to destroy our minds and our thoughts and our relationship with God. Amen, you got to cast that thing down with your word, and you first, amen, before you even speak to the devil, you got to speak to yourself, amen, and give yourself courage and say, I'm going to face this thing. Amen. I'm going to face the giant. I'm going to face this problem. I'm going to face this condition. And hallelujah. But first, you speak to yourself. Then when you speak to yourself, then you got to grab a hold of Christ. You got to grab a hold of God. You got to grab a hold of Jesus. Amen. You got to come to a conclusion. Amen. That it's a matter of life and death. And you have to make a decision. Amen. The Bible says, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Now look at this, verse 22. It says, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, that faith has made thee whole. What happened here? Let me tell you what happened here. Amen. Jesus noticed her. Jesus recognized her. In other words, she got Jesus' attention. Amen. You got to get his attention. Amen. What are you doing different than anybody else? There was a crowd flogging Jesus. Amen. There was a press flogging Jesus around Jesus. Everybody was touching him. Amen. Everybody was pulling on him. Everybody was trying to get something from him. Amen. But what was so different about this one that she got his attention? Well, what the difference was between her and the rest of the crowd is that she wanted him more. Amen. She was more sincere. She was really desperate. She wasn't just going, amen, for the fishes and the loaves. Amen. She was just going, hallelujah, amen, just to see who he was. Amen. Just to see, amen, just a show, a sideshow. But she was sincere. She was the one with the greatest need. And there's some of you that got great needs. And some of you, amen, you got real problems. And that's why, amen, I'm going to petition. And I'm going to be bold enough to say that on the prayer line, when you call, I want the tired people to call. Amen. I want the ones that are really tired, the ones you ready. I mean, the ones you just ready. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You the one that I want you to call. I want you to call. And when you call, you need to say, I'm tired. I'm ready. Amen. I'm ready to do, amen, what God called me to do. I know how to do it. I know what to do. I know where to go. And I know what to say. I just need some courage. Amen. And we're going to pray and connect with you. Amen. And God strengthens you. Amen. Because all you've got to do is make a decision. Amen. Because it's a matter of life and death. You've got to make a decision. And you got to speak to yourself. And you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. And the Bible says, amen, that when God, Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter. Amen. As many people will say, because he said daughter, they would automatically put her as a child of Abraham, because he called her daughter.
Yes.
But we don't really know, because the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him shall become a son of God. Amen. And when she believed, whether she was a child of Abraham or whether she was a Gentile, the minute she believed, she became a daughter of God. Hallelujah. She became a daughter of Jesus. Amen. She became a child of God, a child of faith. Amen. She became the seed of Abraham. Amen. She was grafted in, amen, to that, amen, natural branch. Amen. She became, amen, part of the covenant. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that he spoke into her life. And it says, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Let me tell you, when God speaks to you, amen, hallelujah, but you got to make a decision, because it is a matter of life and death. Amen. When you make that decision and you start to touch God, amen, you start to grab a hold of God, and you start to get his attention, amen, that means you're going to do something extraordinary. And I know it's not by works. We already know that. We're not referring to your salvation. We're not referring to your redemption. We're not referring to, amen, the price that was paid on the cross. Amen. That's without works. But you got to pay a price to fulfill your purpose. Amen. You got to pay a price, amen, to walk in favor. Amen. To walk in your favor that you already have. You already got the favor. You already got the grace. But you got to do something, amen, to walk in it. Amen. What is it that you got to do? Amen. You got to make a decision, because it's a matter of life and death. And when God speaks to you, amen. Oh boy, when God speaks to you, boy, Lord, listen. They're in trouble. Those that have been mistreating you, they are in trouble. Amen. Those that have been trying to hold you back, oh, watch out. Because when God speaks to you, amen, when God speaks to me, hallelujah, it does not matter who else speaks against me. I heard from God. It does not matter, amen, who fights against my ministry. I've heard from God. It does not matter, amen, who doubts me, who believes in me or not. I've heard from God. When God speaks to you, amen, he gives you the courage to stand. He gives you the courage, amen, to face your opposition. He gives you the courage to stand and look at your enemies in the eye and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When God speaks to you, when God gives you the strength, when God gives you the courage, when God gives you the knowledge and the wisdom, when God gives you the understanding, amen, you'll be able to face the Goliath in your life. Amen. You'll be able to cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. And then you'll be able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then you'll be able to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Then you can say, God is with me. Hallelujah. And if God be with me, who can be against me? God bless you. Amen. Divine creation. Amen. This is your friend and your brother, Apostle Wanigus Robinson. Thank you, Pastor Riggins, for this awesome time, awesome opportunity. Amen. I really enjoy sharing this word, and I pray that the audience receive, amen, this word, that they may have change in their life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What an awesome on-time word. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. We got to make a decision. Amen. Glory be to God. It's personal, amen. Hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. It's a matter of life or death, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yes. Got to make a decision. I love
every
time that word, you know, as many times as you may hear that, it's always deeper revelation of that text about with the issue of blood. And that
that's
is truly amazing how, you know, how you tied that all together. Because it was a matter of her life or death situation.
Amen.
You know, when we go through something for 12 years, you know, we are, and if we look, I can look at my own life and say, oh my God, all these years have gone by and I'm just getting to understand it because I was out of place. You know, having my fate doing what I wanted to do. Good God Almighty. Glory be to God. And I love it because when it talks about she was diseased, The word
that's right.
disease says that she was not at ease. She was in an uncomfortable place. She couldn't
Amen.
Get no satisfaction. Amen. And
no.
so she went through this for 10 years. Like you said, she got down in a situation where she said, okay, God, if you do it or if you don't do it, I know you're able, because I haven't heard about what you did
that's right.
for some
that's
months.
Right. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. What an
Amen.
Awesome word, man, to
Amen.
Remind us, amen, that we got to make a decision. We can't continue to think tomorrow or another 12 years we'll be here to see what, you know, tomorrow going to bring.
That's
Our
right.
next 12 years is determining the decision we make today. Amen. Because it's a matter
Amen.
Of life and death. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We appreciate
Amen.
That awesome word,
oh.
Apostle.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Yes. We're going to go ahead and open up our lines for comments or questions, for prayer requests
Amen.
At this time. Amen. For those that would like to comment or have a prayer request or have a question about what was said, feel free
Amen.
At this time as I open the microphone. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to start with the last four digits of 4645. I don't know
Amen.
If she's available or not to say anything at this time, but your mic is open. 4645. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we'll open microphone with the last four digits of 0598. Hello. Welcome to Divine Creation Prayer Talk Radio Broadcast. Your mic is open. Say hello to Apostle Robinson.
Hello, Apostle Robinson.
Hey, God bless you, my brother.
Hey, I want to thank you for your time on the radio today, and just the radio broadcast and the whole. It's been a blessing to me, and just motivation to make sure I keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I thank you.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. May the Lord prosper you, amen. You and your family, amen. That your future, amen, be the future that God has intended for your life, and you that you may have the purpose, you may have the strength. Feel it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, caller. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we're opening up microphone 6468. Hello, caller. Your line is open. Say hello to Apostle Robinson. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we have caller, last four digits is 8471. Hello, caller. Say hello to Apostle Robinson on Divine Creations Prayer Talk Radio Broadcast.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Robinson. It's a pleasure to hear a now word, and I was extremely pleased to hear, you know, a deeper revelation about the issues that we all go through, you know. And
Amen.
If you are tired, that's the, you know, you can be on a merry-go-round, but you got to get
right.
tired of going around and around, because sometimes
right.
that issue, it seems to be your norm. So it's
that's
good
it.
To know that, you know, what we think is normal, God got something greater.
Amen.
So I just praise God for, you know, that for that now word, and may God continue
Amen.
To use you
Amen.
To influence and encourage more of his believers and draw in the unbelievers, in Jesus' name.
Amen. It's your season, my sister. It's your season. It's your time. Amen. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. Amen. Whatever you purpose your heart to do, amen, do it in Jesus' name. And let God, amen, be the light, amen, that directs your path. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you.
Amen.
Sorry, go ahead, caller. Amen. Thank you so much, caller, for that, for sharing that with us.
Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. And we have one more mic, caller, we're going to open. It is 9405. Hello, caller. Your mic is open. Say hello to Apostle Robinson.
Good afternoon, Apostle Robinson. Just wanted to say awesome word. God bless you.
Man, thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. May you walk in favor, may you walk in the God's purpose for your life. Amen. That you may be rich, amen, in favor and in faith. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. One of our callers was not able to get on the phone, Apostle. But she asked if you would pray for her son, Travis, because the devil is trying to take over his life. And she's a mother that's standing now asking for prayer for her son.
Amen. Let's pray right now. Lord, right now I charge the angels. I charge the angels, amen, to go to Travis. Lord, I need every listener to speak the name of Travis and speak it right now in Jesus' name by faith. Travis, come forth. Amen. Travis, amen, be the man of God. Amen. Travis, be delivered. Amen, for your condition and your situation. And I pray for peace for that mother. Amen. I pray for peace. Amen. Keep praying. Amen. For God hears your prayers. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Amen. The devil is doing his job.
Right.
He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't come to play. Amen. He comes to see what his purpose is. Amen. His purpose is to steal, kill, and to destroy.
And destroy.
So we just pray right now, amen, for the believers, amen, Father, that you would continue to cover your people, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
God, you hedge of protection, oh God, to encamp us, be all around us, oh God. God, it's you that we run to. Our refuge and our strength, oh God. Let us not operate out of fear, dear Lord God, but let us operate with power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you, Lord God. Continue to cover our young men, God. Continue to teach them, oh God, living in this world, oh God, where the odds may seem to be against them, oh God. But we thank you, God, what the devil means for evil, you are turning it around for our good. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that they have the victory in Christ Jesus, oh God, that as they continue to be sick and tired and sick, oh God, they will have a relationship with you, a personal relationship with you, God, to know that you are a giver of life and not death.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, that their relationship with you, God, will allow them to trust you for themselves, oh God. It will allow them to listen to you for themselves, oh God. To know, oh God, when to turn right, oh God, and when to go forward, oh God. Listening to your voice, oh God, from what's been already put inside of them before they were formed in their mother's womb, God. We thank you right now, God, that they have an ear to hear what you are saying unto them today, God. For it's a matter of life and death, oh God. So we thank you, God, but we speak life, hallelujah, Jesus, to the situations, oh God. We speak life to the mindset, oh God.
Yes.
Walk them to power. We speak life, oh God, in the midst of a valley that is full of bones, oh God. We speak life, God, that they will come to you, God, that they will cause their lives to be changed, oh God, that someone, hallelujah, Jesus, in their path, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. It may not be the one that's living in the house that will reach them, but God, send some help their way, Father, so that they will not be lost. We thank you, God, because it's all about the lives that will glorify you, Father. So we call them forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. Told God to have a quickening in their minds, oh God, so that their hearts, oh God, can run after you. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you, God, that we press our way in situations. If we press our way, oh God, past the drugs, we press our way past the cigarettes, past the alcohol, past the weed, oh God, past people, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Father, hallelujah, Jesus, that we're becoming, oh God, greater faith walkers than ever before. Hallelujah, Jesus, because of the evidence of who you are in our life, oh God, that we know we could not have gotten to this point without you. So we thank you right now for the turnaround. We thank you for the change, oh God. We thank you for the testimonies, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, we do it above and beyond what we can think, say, or ask in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we just thank God for the caller today. Amen.
Psalm 139.
I want to thank you, Apostle, and give you a few minutes to close out today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, amen. Thank you for having me, Pastor Riggins. Amen. It was such an honor. And I knew that this was a word that God has quickened. I knew this was a word that God has quickened me to preach, and I pray. And I am an encourager, and that's my main ministry is motivation. Amen, amen. With the old school twist, amen. But I'm a motivational preacher, and I'm an encourager. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank all your audience, amen, for being so faithful, amen, to the work of God, amen. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Amen, and we thank you as well for taking time out because you could have been doing anything else, amen, because we're always so busy. But I thank you for taking time out to share with us, amen, such an awesome word to help us, amen, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to motivate us, to move us forward, amen, in the direction of Christ,
amen.
And to all the listeners and supporters, amen, of Divine Creations, we thank you today for tuning in because you could have been doing anything else. So I thank God for each one of you today. Amen. And until next week, amen, as we depart from this gracious broadcast, not from the Spirit of the Lord, we depart from this church. Good night.
Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you.